The sculptor Henry Moore used to say that the winter was his favorite season because he could see the bones of the trees. And this is not a Henry Moore poem. This is a poem about Elmer Bischoff's Houses and Hills. It's a landscape, but it's a winter landscape, kind of a day like today. And it's all muted colors, except there's a red stripe across the middle of the painting, which kind of rescues it. A muted sky brooding. It takes a muted sky to open this brooding. It begins to release from gray lake and cooling leaves their silent juices. What nuances cook inside the dancing child of summer? They stir, imposed now upon the moist tongue of September. One red slash defines a shoreline. The plot hangs from this lip. It cracks, slow motion, unfolding like a stutter that thunders into grandiosity. Greens linger, sap sours into yellow, and a tricky mix of orange transforms leaf carcasses like a circus tent rent by a single stroke. It spews color mayhem all at once, slow motion. Painted elephants that romp and rump the air, clowns riot and plumed horses laugh. Rains will come, mossy green and wet blacks, and trunk skins gone lavender, will double the palette unmercifully and reveal trees at last their dignity as bone, as black fingers rummaging the sky.